Hikiki, Tua Huri, Telehama, and not play in the flower. Ahapa, but I don't request. The Tonga Quest, but I am my quest. The Tonga Quest, but I am my quest. Kale Lala, it has Kale Kuka, it is not. Leo Kuka, the Kapua, Kale Kite, Tete Kuka, Kale Kuka, Kale Kuka, Kale Kuka, Kale Kuka,
Te po, Maya te po, vuite morama, vuite ora, homi, vuie, daiki. The number, subtitles of this whole performance will be online. More, I'd like to now invite up the English speaker of our family, Councillor Tiffleton. More.
On behalf of the Mayor, a very warm welcome to the 2019 Christchurch Arts Festival. I'm Sarah Templeton, City Councillor, and bring you the Mayor's apologies this evening that she couldn't be here, and her best wishes. I'd also like to acknowledge my City Councillor colleagues Dion Swiggs and Yadier Hanson, who are here this evening, and MP Duncan Webb. The Christchurch Arts Festival is always a much anticipated event, and this time the anticipation has been heightened by the promise of something that is bold, dynamic and unashamedly local. This year the festival is telling a story of Christchurch and Canterbury, featuring a specially curated programme of works produced by extraordinary local artists across a range of artistic disciplines. The artists include those who work here and those who work nationally and internationally and who have returned home for the festival as we shine a light on the many extraordinary creative stories of people in the city and region. We welcome you all. This new direction will see the festival explore and reflect the different voices of this place, starting with tonight's outdoor spectacle of light, sound and performance that is A Winter's Tale along the Awamatakoro River, around which people have always gathered. This is a time of reflection and a time to celebrate renewal. I would like to thank the organisers, the board and the artists for the incredibly hard work that they put to bring the festival to us. And I encourage festival goers to take every opportunity to enjoy the rich variety of performances and exhibitions on offer. A special welcome to any of you who have travelled from out of town to attend the festival this evening. I hope that you take the opportunity to explore our city at the same time in exploring this reimagined Christchurch Arts Festival 2019. I'd like to finish quickly with the whakatauki that I started with. It speaks to the weaving together of stories and people to create a kurawai of folk, love and shared heritage. Te tātai buka, te tātai tangata, he io, he whito, tuia, hai kurawai. He kurawai aroha, he kurawai whakapapa, te hei, maurio. Tēnā kato kato.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2019 Christchurch Arts Festival. My name is George Parker, I'm the Artistic Director of the festival. We're very excited about presenting this new reimagined festival for you, and starting here at this time of the year along the Awamatakoro. We've been exploring different ways to present the festival, different ways to bring people here and reimagine the city. It's an opportunity in many ways for us to explore the creative undercurrents that have always defined and shaped who we are. And at this time of the year, as we look forward to summer, there's the opportunity to reflect on who we are, where we've come from, and where we might be going. So we see the role of the festival as a way of questioning us, as a way of bringing people together around the fire, tell stories and to question who we are and where we're going. So I invite you to enjoy the 10 days of the festival, starting with a very special Winter's Tale, presented and led by Christchurch's Free Theatre. And we did have one more guest who wanted to say something. She couldn't be here tonight, but she really insisted on having a few words. So, Jay, if you would. Up over here.
I'm very sorry that I can't join you for the 2019 Christchurch Arts Festival and share in this celebration of imagination, talent and creativity in Ōtautahi. I'm, however, really pleased to have the opportunity to welcome everyone to what I'm sure will be a spectacular opening to the festival. Events like the Christchurch Arts Festival are a vital component of New Zealand's cultural life. They bring colour and excitement to our communities, and they enable audiences to enjoy an incredibly rich spectrum of talent. And it's clear we have amazing talent in this country, and we're known for producing critically acclaimed work across a range of disciplines. And it's great to see there's a spotlight on Cantabrian talent at this year's festival. Christchurch is a city of new beginnings, and its vibrant arts and culture have played a huge role following the earthquakes. And this is being illustrated by the artistic resurgence Christchurch has experienced, and by the many initiatives by Mata Pōpuri, SCAPE, and other groups which have brought communities together. The Christchurch Arts Festival adds just another chapter to this, and it's heartening to have Manaakitanga as a core value of this festival. Of course, events such as this are only made possible by the hard work of organisers and artists, as well as generous support of sponsors and patrons. So my thanks goes out to everyone who has contributed. And I'm pleased too that the government supports the festival through Creative New Zealand's Toi Tōtara Haimata investment programs. And I'd like to wish artists, special guests and festival goers all the very best for the next 9 days. I'm sure locals and visitors alike will be totally inspired by the bold, dynamic artistry of Canterbury and the 2019 Christchurch Arts Festival.
Thank you.